Welcome to the Third Realm Integration Podcast, where our unconscious minds meet and the transformation begins. I am your host, Megan Kenny. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody. It is good to be back with you. Another episode going down in the books of the Third Realm Integration Podcast. Today, I want to break down the good old saboteur archetype. Like we've been talking about these four primary survival archetypes, the saboteur is one of them. Now, here's the thing, again, about these survival archetypes. We all have them. They exist in all of us because they're there to teach us how to survive. It's just that at a certain point in life, once we get into adulthood, there's no reason for the shadow side of these archetypes to keep raising their ugly head unless we haven't integrated the lesson yet, and that's why they'll keep showing up. Now, when we integrate these archetypal patterns, it all comes down to the essence of our personal power. That is what the goal is of each archetype, is to bring us into union with our own personal power and find our ways to harness that. The saboteur is one that is explicitly related to the experience of how we use, express, and harness our full personal power. So if I were to ask you the question, think about times in which you have sabotaged yourself. I am certain that everybody will be able to come up with an answer to that. It's how you get in your own way. And I often talk about this experience that we will unconsciously create of self-abandonment when we don't listen to our intuition or our gut instinct. And that is a big part of the saboteur patterning. It is this deeply rooted essence of self-betrayal, because there is some higher part of us that is trying to lead us into expansion. And the part of us that is rooted in fear will step in and stop that forward movement. So the saboteur shows up when there is a deep unconscious resistance to change and opportunity that come from our fullest potential. And so what the saboteur will do is it will pop up, it will create a roadblock so it can slow down the speed of change that is happening in our life, because it's rooted in the fear of what you can create. So you have this incredible inherent power that lives in you. And a lot of times, people are afraid of that. I've heard people say, you know, can't grow too big. I have these big ideas, but can't grow too big too fast. Gotta slow it down. And even if you just think about, well, so I rode horses for years. Anybody that's ridden horses, especially English style, you're going to know what I'm talking about with this. If we pull back on those reins too much, it prevents the horse from moving forward and picking up its energy. And it comes out of fear because we're trying to hold on. Hold them back. Don't let them go yet. When those horses are on the racetrack, those jockeys are trained to pull back. Because otherwise that horse will blow through all of its energy too early in the race. And then there's no chance that it can win. It won't have the stamina by the end. And so this is all about sort of stamina of the soul and being afraid of meeting the stamina that you have in your soul. So you're going to hold back. You're going to block your power. You're going to block your success. And a lot of this is rooted in low self-esteem. So the benefit of the saboteur is that what it does is when it pops up, it is bringing to light, it is bringing to your attention the ways in which you are about to sabotage yourself and the ways in which somebody else might be stepping in to sabotage you. I mean, some of the simplest examples are, you know, I'm just like trying to stay healthy, but I can't resist. Every time I see that thing, I have to indulge, even though I know my gut instinct is telling me you don't really need this. But it's like, I'm just going to do it anyway, because there is a deep-rooted fear of how powerful you could possibly be if you are completely unbridled and unobstructed. So we all engage in this pattern of self-sabotage, and the astrological house and the zodiac sign that this lives in is house 12 in the energy of the Pisces. And I will tell you right now, the Pisces that I've crossed paths with, they have a strong saboteur archetype. They really do sabotage. And I've seen it play out. I mean, I can't say every Pisces that I've ever known, but all the ones that I know that are Pisces, I've definitely seen it play out. And so you will step in and reroute your path of success because there is an underlying fear. So you have to honestly ask yourself, why are you afraid of your own power? I mean, this is like solar plexus blockage going on right here. You're totally intimidated by your own power because you have low self-esteem, low self-worth. You don't think you're good enough. You don't think you're capable of handling the veracity of your own power. So what do? You step in and sabotage. And people are like pretty conscious of this one. I've gotten the sense that, you know, when I talk to people about their patterns that get in their way, people will often say like, yeah, I'm sabotaging myself. Like, I really am sabotaging myself. And so I think there's a part of us that's just really clear and maybe very accepting of the fact that the saboteur is quite a force to be reckoned with. I even noticed this with procrastination. It's like, you know, I could just do this thing today and get this thing done, but you know what? I'm just going to go do something else instead. And a lot of times what happens is the saboteur will wake up when the mind and the heart are in conflict. So when the mind, the father, is in conflict with the heart, the mother, think about it in a household where two parents are fighting, the high conflict relationship. If they're only focused on fighting with each other, what do you think that kid's doing? When he's not or she's not being watched, they're going to like go off and do whatever it is that they want to do because mom and dad are fighting and distracted. And that's what happens with your power of choice and how your power of choice gets corrupted. When your mind is battling your heart, the throat chakra, the power of choice now gets to just run wild. You see it a lot, of course, in addiction. You see it in a lot of just destructive patterns overall. But the saboteur archetype is one that is incredibly, incredibly powerful. And it's like, you know, why do I want to own the power of my self-destruction? Why don't I just want to own the power of my highest potential? I'm afraid of what I could accomplish in this world. I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to keep up with myself. And sometimes you just have to let those floodgates open and just see where it goes. And if you get overwhelmed, you get overwhelmed. I mean, you'll figure it out. But why stop it? You know, like why block it? At least let it rip. And then you have some evidence to say like, okay, yeah, maybe there are some ways that I can kind of tame this energy and rewrite this energy and rework this energy. But if you just allowed your fullest potential in the form of energy to just be completely unleashed. I mean, really, what's the worst that's going to happen? And so we fall into these patterns of familiarity. So we'll want to create patterns that we are familiar with, even though we know they're self-destructive. Even though we know if we step in and block our forward movement, that is the thing that is going to create the destruction. But we would rather do that because that's a neural pathway that's already been carved out. We're familiar in that place. That's comfortable. We know that side. We don't know this other side of like, what would happen if we just let it go, let it rip, let the energy move, let the ideas flow and follow the ideas, go with it, allow them to be big. And so we end up getting into this space where we're like, nope, that's too scary. I'm just going to do what I always know. And I just want to be very clear again, as I keep trying to bring this up, because I think it's so important to just really hone this point, really emphasize this. This is not often done consciously. The unconscious aspect of our mind is more powerful than the conscious aspect of our mind. And so it is a force to be reckoned with, but you have to keep in mind that this is not, once we start to take on the responsibility of learning this information about ourselves and learning how our patterns work, that is not the time to now fall into self-blame. You know, I was just reading a paper earlier about the letters back and forth between Jung and Bill W. when Bill W. started Alcoholics Anonymous. And Jung wrote this piece about, you know, like, are you really sure you want to know all of this information about yourself? Because with great wisdom comes great responsibility. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? You know, that is like such a motto that I like wanting it tattooed on me somewhere. It is so freaking true. Truth carries a stronger vibration than mistruth. And when truth enters the equation, things are going to change. And that's why we hold back so much on telling ourselves the truth and telling other people the truth. Because we know if we tell the truth, these people might walk away. They might, like, it might sever a relationship. It might change the course of our life. And we really might not be ready for all that. And so it's the fear of responsibility that really steps in with this saboteur archetype. Because once we start to uncover the deeper aspects of ourselves and we start to have the revelations, we're talking about major high-level energy at this point. The vibration just blew through the roof. It just shot right up. It increased tenfold. And when that happens, even just on a physical level, the body might start to have a reaction. You might start to shake. You might start to have heart palpitations. You could even get annoyed. You might get a headache. If the vibration in the body starts to increase too fast and the vessel of the body is not able to handle it. And it's a practice. It's a training on how to teach yourself how to start tolerating the increase in frequency. And words and thought and actions all have their own frequency. And once we start coming from a place of truth, it's like, it can shatter some stuff. So you can totally see why we would step in and try to stop ourselves from expressing the full authentic truth of who we are and what we're capable of. Because it means shit's going to change. People are going to respond to that. And you might get rejected for it. And your wallet might hurt as a result of it. I mean, think about it. If you were to fully express your full potential at your job, and this is actually a common thing that I hear people say. It's like, I don't want to do too good at my job. Because you know what happens to good employees? You know how they get rewarded? They get rewarded with more work. Okay, that means more responsibility. So it's like, I'm not going to let them know really how committed I really could be to this task right here. I'm not going to go above and beyond. I'm going to hold back because I don't really want eyes on me as like star employee of the month, because then I'm just going to get asked to do more stuff. And so instead of letting your full potential shine, and then if people ask you to do more and you don't want to do it, using your voice to say no and coming from a truth from that perspective, you would rather deny your truth, right? And avoid having to say, no, you know, I think I'm good right here. I don't really have time in my schedule to take on anything else. I'm not really interested in that project you're bringing to me. Because then we fear that, what, we're going to get fired. We're not going to be seen as a good employee. So we would rather hold back than have to set a boundary and say no. Once somebody sees something in us that they want to benefit from. So the saboteur is a gnarly one. But with all these archetypes, there's a light and a shadow. We've just unpacked the shadow at length. And I'll just highlight again that the light side is that it brings to you, you know the pattern. Once you get clear about how you're self-sabotaging, you know it. So when it starts to pop up, you can have that little inner voice that goes off that says, we've been here before. You sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do this right now? And I have seen people in situations where you would not believe that they were in a position where they could challenge the saboteur, and they have. I mean, when I was in the space of addiction recovery, I always said, you know, if people made the decision that they were going to relapse, and then now they were going to put those pieces together to make that happen, go to the bank, get their money, call the dealer, set up a time to meet the dealer, you weren't getting out of it at that point. You were off to the races. There was like, they always say that there's an entry point to stop the behavior up until the behavior has actually been enacted. But in my experience, specific to addiction recovery, when you've put all those other pieces together that I've just mentioned, you're not stopping. It's already in motion. I have been shocked when I have heard stories of people who have literally planned a relapse. They've made the decision. Okay, I'm definitely going to use. They go to the ATM. They get their money. They call their drug dealer. And their drug dealer has like the time to meet them. And then they call their sponsor. And then they call a friend. And they say, I just went to the ATM and took my money out. I even called dude. And he's about to be here like any minute. And I don't want to do this. That is a strong soul that has overpowered the destructive voice of the saboteur. And you very rarely hear of circumstances like that, where people have made the decision to give in to a certain behavior, and they've actually put the pieces together to now facilitate that engagement with that behavior, and then they stop it. It's like, it's so impressive to me. It is so mind-blowing, because you know how much willpower that takes? You know how much strength and stamina that takes to be able to do something like that? Oh, wow. So it is definitely possible. It might not be common. It might be more of a rarity in kind of an extreme circumstance that anything like that would ever happen. But man, that's powerful. That is so freaking powerful. Because now at that point, that person is willing to experience whatever depression hits when they've made the decision that they're not going to go engage in the thing that their mind was all hyped up on dopamine to go do. Just the idea of going in beginning the self-sabotage in this specific way. You could do it with food. You can do it with alcohol. You can do it with all types of process addictions. Once you've made the decision that you're going to follow that path, the dopamine is already starting to light up in the brain. So now you decide that you're not going to do it, and now you're going to, and now it's going to plummet, and you are going to feel a depression as a result of it. And to be able to withstand that and know that, okay, I've gone this far, but I'm still going to say no, and I know I'm going to be depressed, and I'm still going to say no anyway. Man, is that powerful. So if somebody in that position who has also had their brain hijacked by the drug for however many years can step in and do this, all of you listening out there that have never had a drug problem, you can do it too. So I don't even want to hear this whole like, oh, my saboteur, my inner saboteur is stronger than me. No, it's a part of you. So it can't be stronger than you. It is you. The problem is when these archetypes start to get too loud, it makes it really hard for the higher sides of these archetypes and our higher soul to actually be the louder voice in the room, because they all get shut down. And the louder archetype is what quiets the room and takes control. And so it's not always about trying to soften and quiet the one archetype. It's actually about working on the strengths of the others so they can be a formidable opponent when the dark side of the one steps up that's about to just ruin everything. So we can think about the saboteur on kind of a simple behavioral level. Again, with experiences like, you know, you're trying to eat healthy and then you have this urge to go just blow it all. And it's like, man, well, I already, you know, ate the thing I wasn't really supposed to be eating or didn't really want to eat. So now I'm really going to sabotage and I'm just going to go, you know, all the way. And an addiction of drugs, alcohol, whatever. But really, we have to come back to the essence of being afraid of personal power. Because if I empower myself, what am I afraid is going to happen? And that's the piece that's the most unconscious part. We're usually conscious about the fact that we're sabotaging ourselves. The problem is that we don't know the why. And I remember years ago on my old podcast, I had a guest on, and I remember saying something about how important it was to get to the why. And I remember the person saying, you know, why do we want to be stuck in the why? The why doesn't matter. It's like, let it go and let's just stay in the present. And I was like, yeah, but you can't move on unless you uncover the why. And at that time, I was not even anywhere near involved in Jungian work, aspects of the unconscious mind, aspects of the archetypes. And I knew then how important it was to figure out the why behind the behavior. The why that is driving the behavior is so important to get clear on so you can move on. So you can now be conscious and have more information about what the subtleties are that's playing out underneath the surface that you are so not aware of. And when we are not aware of things, we become a victim of fate. Life starts to just drive us right through. We feel like we have no control over anything. When you become more conscious and you get clear about the why, that's when you move from a victim of fate to the purveyor of destiny. And now you are now consciously participating in your own patterning, which means now you get the opportunity to redirect that patterning and express it from its highest potential. Only though, when you become more conscious about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And take it out of the physical realm and move it down into the unconscious realm. Go beneath the surface. Because it's in the Ho'oponopono tradition. You go down. You don't just have the reaction. And then it's like, okay, I'm just going to visualize light entering my soul. And this white light is just protecting me. And I'm in this bubble now. You don't, like Jung said, you don't absolve yourself of darkness by imagining light. It doesn't happen that way. So you must go first down into the unconscious, which is this whole surrender into the depths. This is the descent into the underworld that I talk about when I write about the heroine's journey. You must go there first, and then you are lifted. You are lifted out of the suffering. And that's when you meet your divine potential. That's when you are clear. That's when you are operating from a higher perspective. So in today's culture, we have this whole kind of thing about, you know, befriending our shadow, making peace with our suffering, integrating our suffering, really, frankly, all the things that I see. But I will say, part of the saboteur is that you can also become too attached to your own suffering. You can wear it like a badge. You can use it as to how you introduce yourself to the world, and you can romanticize it too. And that means you're seduced by the darkness of your own suffering. And that is also part of the saboteur, because you will stay stuck. You want to go to the depths of the underworld of your own mind and then romance yourself right through there, you'll never come back. You'll stay there. And you'll have a love affair with your own suffering. And that right there will you'll make it seem, I know people that do this. You'll make it seem, and you might try to talk a good game, that you are now moving towards spiritual enlightenment because you embrace your demons, whatever. But it's just nonsense that people talk about. No, you do it so you can move on. Who the hell wants to stay in the sea of demons? I don't know about you, but I mean, maybe if I was going through a little bit of a goth phase, I might find that, you know, sort of intriguing. But didn't we kind of all go through that, like, when we were, like, 13? Aren't we all, like, older now, you know, like time to move on from that crap. And you see that kind of a lot in the spiritual space. And that is not what the intention was behind this whole aspect of the heroine's journey of going into the depths of the underworld. It was to be raised and lifted and brought out of that darkness, not to stay there and romanticize it. Because now you're just seduced by the hook of your own darkness. And maybe that's safe for you, because maybe for a while your darkness wasn't a safe place to even, you know, go to or think about. And so you feel like you've really conquered something by, like, you know, kind of like that phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Like, I'm going to get really intimately acquainted with my suffering. And I'm going to stay there for a while. I'm going to date my suffering. It's like, you know, I'm not buying it. So it's all about moving upwards and onwards. And embracing the potential of your power. Yeah, I hate to break it to you guys, but you all are some badass motherfuckers. Like, yeah, you are. And we shouldn't be afraid of that. That's the biggest element of the saboteur. Being afraid of your own power. And it's like, yeah, you're a badass. You are. You're a human being, which means you're a badass. So let's just face it and let's move on with the show, you know? Let's just roll with it. What's the big deal? Why is everybody tripping so much? I mean, everybody is tripping so hard on their own mind. It's just like the more I do this work, the more I'm just like, you guys all realize you're all your own worst enemies, right? Like, does everybody understand this? There's no enemy out there that can do you in like you do. You are your own worst enemy. And you allow your mind and fear to hijack all parts of you. And it's like, if people could just kind of settle into that, it would be a game changer. People would be healing all over the place. But it's like, you're your own worst enemy. And that's the essence of the saboteur. You are truly your own worst enemy. And there sometimes comes a point where it is so bad that, you know, people are just like, help me, save me from myself. Like that's an incredibly insightful statement to make. I need you to help me right now, save me from myself. Can you do that? Can you help me with that? Because I'm having a hard time saving myself from myself. That is a powerful statement. I mean, that is really owning it. That's owning it right there. So if we could even just get there, as opposed to trying to see, you know, where the enemy is outside of us, and just recognize that we really are our own worst enemy, there'd be some major light bulbs going off at that point. Just trying to get people there is a task in and of itself. Never mind, now what do you do with that information? So just wanted to break down the saboteur tonight, really, really get into the nitty gritty of it. So I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with hopefully these questions that have come up for you. Like, how, where, and why am I afraid of my own power? What am I afraid is going to happen? And can I accept that my mind is my biggest obstruction? And if I could maybe stop thinking so much, maybe I'd be all right, you know? Just get out of the mind. Truly get out of the mind. When the mind starts getting wild and crazy, don't try to fight that fight. Mm-mm. You got to walk away. You got to do something else. You got to get the body moving. You got to start turning on the wisdom of the body to start doing something else. Bring something else online. Don't try to wrestle with the beast of the mind. It's a no-win situation. Only your ego will tell you that, you know, you can try to battle what's going on in your own mind and actually win. It's like, forget about it. It's like, okay, fine, mind, you do your thing. I'm just going to go over here and like start something else because I'm not trying to conquer you. And I think we get into this like inner power struggle with our own mind. And nobody ever wants to like give up and just walk away and surrender. It's through the surrender that you find the peace. Let the fight go, you know? It's like so silly. It's so freaking silly to me that we spend so much time trying to battle with our own mind when we could just walk away. But what it says is that we kind of like the conflict. We like the fight. That's why we're staying. So that's the other thing you got to think about. When this sabotage patterning starts to come up, you know, you got to ask yourself, what's my relationship with conflict? What's my relationship with tension? And am I somebody that likes to go in for the fight? Because if you do, you're never getting out of this until you start to realize that that is not serving you. And if you can't take that lesson, well, you're going to have to be there for a little bit longer because you're not ready to graduate to the next level, you know? You don't get to skip classes in this one. We can hold you back. We can have you repeat a grade many times. But you don't get to skip grades in the life of the Earth School. I hate to break it to you guys. So any of you guys that got to skip grades, I don't know who skipped grades. I don't think I know a single person on this planet that actually skipped grades. I mean, do they even do that anymore? I mean, who skips grades? But like, if you think you're skipping this grade, you're not. Sorry. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit and slow it down. Try to settle into this understanding that our mind can run totally wild. And it is usually not beneficial to try to wrestle with it and try to overpower it. Now we're in a power struggle with our own mind. And this is what the saboteur will do. Come in, create the power struggle to prevent you from expressing your highest potential, and then it wins. And where does the saboteur come from? But the mind. Not the heart, not the soul. It's the heart and the soul that get overshadowed. So, I'll leave you guys with that. And the next episode, what am I doing on the next episode? I think I'm going to take the next couple weeks off, come back in September, and or maybe I'll put a fairy tale episode out, actually. Put a fairy tale episode out, come back in September, and I'm sure I'll have a lot to say because I'm building, I don't even know how many courses I'm building right now, but it's about to be off the chain. So no saboteur here. No saboteur here. I got these ideas and I'm just flying with it. It's just like boom, 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 not getting in my own way. And also not getting overwhelmed because I don't do overwhelmed anymore. So if I'm not going to do overwhelmed and I'm not going to block myself from my highest potential, then this train ain't stopping anytime soon. So with that said, check back in. If you're interested in any of the courses that I'm going to be building, chances are I'm going to be doing, they're just going to be kind of short little courses, like maybe 2 hours worth of video content on Udemy. If you guys know Udemy, it's a really a great website where you can buy courses super cheap too, like $15 for these courses. It's like wild. You can get certified doing all kinds of things. Anyway, I think I'm going to put something together about the hero and the heroine's journey. Maybe something on heart consciousness. Maybe something else. Maybe some archetypes. Maybe some of the houses in astrology and take the understanding of the different houses to a deeper level for folks. We're going to be doing a couple things. Maybe something on tarot. We'll see how it goes. And a Jungian perspective on tarot, by the way. So stay tuned. You'll be able to get that stuff on my website and I'll make an announcement when it's ready. So I hope you guys take some time for contemplation and self-reflection to unpack the revelations of why the saboteur is showing up in your life and what it's here to teach you. You dig? You guys with it or what? Come on. Let's roll with this. Let's cut this nonsense out. Everybody, we're like, the earth is tasking us with the job of waking up and getting comfortable with the truth. And if we're going to resist it, you guys can stay here while when this whole reality thing starts to split up and we're going to be split into two earths, the 3D earth, and then we'll go, then 5D people are going to go somewhere else. I'ma head out and go to the 5D, and y'all can stay in the 3D, okay? Because I'm not playing with this crap no more. You guys are going to get real about what the truth of your life is. You're going to get left behind if you don't want to wake up in this lifetime. And I hate to break it to you guys, but if you don't get it now, I don't know what's in store for you other than the fact that I know for sure you're going to have to come back to this hellhole to do it all over again, okay? I'm just being real. Do you want to come back here and have to do this all over again with the same people? Is it you really want to do round two with this? Because I don't. And maybe I've been here many, many times because it kind of feels like I have. Because I am like committed to the wake up. I want the wake up call. And I'm like eating it all up like a game of Pac-Man. I'm just going right for it. Just wiping out the board. Trying to gather up all the information that I possibly could. Transform that into wisdom. So I don't have to come back here and do this again. Okay? Because I'm like really like all set with it. So I'm going to leave it there. And as always, may the light always lead your way. Be well, everybody. The
Third Realm Integration Podcast and related content is intended to provide information and/or entertainment only and is not a substitute for mental health or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Do not delay mental health or medical consultation or substitute a mental health or medical professional's opinion because of what you heard on this show. Seek the advice of your physician or another qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a mental health or medical condition. The host of this podcast does not provide emergency support for mental health or medical issues. For questions or concerns, visit your local emergency room or contact your doctor.
Here we go. A quote from C.G. Jung himself from his book called The Archetypes and the Collective Unconscious. Were it not for the leaping and twinkling of the soul, man would rot away in his greatest passion, idleness.